Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you, Chris, for having us.
So let's talk about, I love Galena. And this is, sounds like a wonderful, wonderful trip.
Yes, Galena is a step back in time. It's such a historic village, really. It's just amazing. And, you know, when you're walking down the streets, you feel like you're in a little town in Europe or something like that. It's just, it's so amazing how preserved that downtown has stayed.
Absolutely. Yes. And they've taken a, it's, I mean, they've done a great job of sticking to their niche there, haven't they?
They sure have.
With the, just the buildings and the businesses even stick to that brick kind of, you know,
they
wonderful
have,
old type
kept,
feel.
They've kept that historic look. They've restored the buildings. It is a very beautiful place. And it's a great place to go shopping. Yeah.
I have spent a lot of money in Galena, Tracy, over the years.
Haven't we all? They have over 125 shops there now, unique, different items from home decor to fashion to food. Everybody loves getting all the little food there. So
that's right. So tell us about your trip. It's the ultimate day trip experience to Galena. Pick it up right here in Galesburg.
Yes. Yeah, so we are. We're going to be traveling in a luxury motor coach. Mm-hmm. We will go down to Galena. And we will, you'll get about 4 hours of shopping. We're going to have lunch at the DeSoto House.
Yeah.
And that is such a beautiful hotel. And we have a private room there. The meal is so fantastic. We always do a premium lunch.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a special visitor come talk to us while we're eating.
Really?
Yes, a blast from the past. I think his name is Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, you've got President Grant coming to
talk. Yes, he's going to come and eat with us and talk with us. So
how
it should be an experience of a lifetime.
Yeah. So tell us about the details of this. What's the cost and how do we get in on this?
Sure. So we are going to be doing an exclusive pickup here in Galesburg at the Walmart. Here in Galesburg.
Okay.
It'll be at 8 o'clock.
On June 19th.
On June 19th. Thank you. Yes, very much. Saturday, June 19th, 8 o'clock. We'll return back at 5. The price is $125 per person, and that's all inclusive. So that will include all of your travel, all of the tips, all of your premium lunch, and any admissions that we have that day.
Wow, that's wonderful. How do I sign up?
Well, all you have to do is call me at 309-369-3171, or you can send us an email at goldentoursmidwest@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Get all the details, too, about other trips at goldentoursmidwest.com. We're going to be talking with Tracy throughout the hour about a lot of great trips, other things that you have coming up that people can be a part of. But this shopping trip from Galesburg makes it pretty convenient for folks here in town.
Yes, it does. And everybody is welcome.
Yeah.
So our focus is seniors, but we welcome everybody. And this Galena trip, you know, proves to have all ages attend because there's something for everyone.
Well, you mentioned President Grant will be joining you for lunch at the DeSoto House. So you've got a Ulysses S. Grant impersonator will be joining you to talk about. And, of course, he's from Galena.
Yes, right? He is. Yes.
Yeah.
So, that's, it's super fantastic.
Yeah. And they've got all the displays and the statues and everything there for President Grant.
Yes, their Visitors Bureau Center is just filled with everything Grant. So, you know, the men can come along.
Yeah.
Their wives can do some shopping. If they don't want to do some shopping, they can look around at all the historic things that Galena has to offer.
Yeah.
Or they can have a beer in one of the lovely establishments that they have there.
I was about to say, I've been in every shop in Galena. I follow my wife around to everyone. One thing that we always do, she always buys a purse, a new purse when we go to Galena.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's nice.
We go to one of the stores, we buy a purse. And then we also have to go to Poopsies. Is that what it is? Is it Poopsies, one of the stores there? It's this unique.
Oh, yeah, that has all the dogs.
Yeah, and all the game
dogs
stuff.
Items.
Oh, it's a Poopsies. Yeah, it's such a great store there. There really are. So there's lots of things for anybody
to go. Yeah. So.
And that's wonderful. So, again, Saturday, June 19th, leaving from the Galesburg Walmart at 8 o'clock that morning.
That's correct.
Right, and then back by 5 that night, $125 per person and all inclusive. My gosh, the DeSoto House, my wife loves getting this strawberry salad with this some kind of vinaigrette on it, the strawberry vinaigrette, and she just, that's what we have to have every time we go to Galena.
Oh,
so,
well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll have to see if that's on our menu day.
It's so wonderful. So, again, all you have to do is give you a call or go to your website and you can get more information too, right?
That is correct. You can do that as well.
I can't wait to dig into some of these trips you've got coming up. That Galena trip sounds wonderful. I'm all jazzed about that. But I want to kind of step back and talk about you. Where are you originally from?
Well, I am from Washington, Illinois.
Okay. Yeah. So you said that's where you still live in Washington.
Yep,
right?
I still live in Washington.
Yeah, and... yeah. How did you get into this? The tours. How did this all come about?
Well, I first started off. And finding that, you know, I had a real passion with spending time and working with seniors and their families. I was an activity director at an assisted living facility.
Wonderful.
And, you know, I would take people to ball games and museums and shopping and out to dinner. And I drove the little 14-passenger bus. And I just enjoyed that so much. And I just really wanted to go to a bigger level and take it to the next, you know, take it out to... reach more people.
That's right.
So I just really enjoy, you know, sharing my time and love and compassion with them. It really touches my heart. You know, I want to create opportunities for them to keep learning, staying engaged, exploring, and sharing their memories and knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, my goal is just to really give back to others and to help make a real difference in people's lives.
That's wonderful. So how long were you in assisted living? How long were you in the healthcare industry?
I've been working with seniors for the last 9 years.
Oh, wonderful.
In different arenas.
It's so interesting how you took that and turned it into a travel business. That's really wonderful. I grew up listening to, you know, watching TV 25 out of Peoria.
Yes.
And they always had the big... tours, right? The big bus tours.
Oh, yes.
I'd always hear about those. And it seems like all that's kind of slowed down over the last several years. Certainly here in the Galesburg area, I don't hear about as many of those. So that's why I was so excited to talk to you, that you're kind of bringing, it's kind of resurgence. You're kind of bringing this back.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back to the next level. So, you know, I call myself the ultimate day trip experience, and that's what you're going to get. You know, you're going to get a wonderful, unique experience of, I've had people say this is their favorite bus trip they've ever been on. And that was my first trip. And I said, well, this is my first bus trip that I've ever been on.
What was your first bus trip?
We went to Arthur, Illinois.
Okay.
To visit the Amish.
Yeah.
And it was so fantastic. I had hired an Amish guy, Joseph, and he explained all of his, you know, stories about his life and the way the Amish live and how they interact with the English. And then we had a tour of their factory, which is just amazing. The details that they put into this artwork of these cabinets and furniture is just amazing. They have no computers.
Yeah, right.
And kids start at eighth grade. After they graduate eighth grade, they start working until they get married if they're a woman. And otherwise, they keep going. We had a delicious homemade Amish meal with like fried chicken, mashed potatoes, meatloaf, chicken and noodles, homemade rolls. I mean, just the yummiest food and the pies. I mean, it was just so fun. Yeah. And then there's great shopping in Arthur. So, you know, it was just a fun, full day. And, you know, they said that I was very organized and relaxed, and they just really enjoyed all the personal touches that we give at Golden Tours.
So how did you get this all started? I mean, did you buy a bus? Do you contract with a bus company? How does that all work?
Yeah. So Chris, it's a very interesting story.
Yeah.
I had this idea of wanting to do this, and my launch was supposed to be April of 2020.
Oh,
so
no.
So we all know what that happened.
Yeah, right.
But yes, I do rent my coaches, and I prefer to use Peoria Charter.
Okay.
So I want to help support local businesses in the area. I team up with a lot of them for my sponsorships, and I'm very grateful for all of those partnerships.
Absolutely.
So I just started there.
What makes a good day trip? Obviously, the place you're going, and you know, you want to go to someplace cool that people want to see. But what makes it from your side of it? What are the things that you add to it that make people say this is the best trip I've ever been on?
Well, I think the first thing is all my attention to details.
Yeah.
So when somebody signs up for my trips, after I've received their payment, they receive a first class boarding pass, and it's a really cool certificate that they can put on their fridge or just hold on to just to kind of get excited for the trip, first of all. Yeah. And, you know, and when we when they come to check in for the bus, we have a coffee and pastry send off that's usually sponsored by one of our sponsors, which is really great. On the coach bus, I have my co-host, John Drill, who's also my fiancé, which is a bonus.
Yeah.
So we together just give them that time and attention that everybody wants, you know. And so we do little goodie bags. Everybody gets a goodie bag. And sometimes we have different sponsors that help, you know, provide items in the goodie bags.
You're really treating them like VIPs.
Very much so. Yeah. Yes. We have, you know, always cold water for them. Yeah. We provide snacks. And a lot of times I like to cook the snacks. So I'll bake cookies or chocolate covered popcorn has been very popular. So it's just little attentions to detail. And then, you know, all along the way, we're making sure that our guests are comfortable and, you know, are they having a good time? Do they need a break? You know, I don't talk the whole time, but, you know, we do play games. We have bingo and we have fun prizes. And, you know, we just try to, you know, incorporate trivia and music and just get stories going. And I love it when I sit back and take a break and I'm hearing everybody talking and having conversations because, you know, that's what it's all about, is bringing people together.
We're talking about these ultimate day trip experiences that you're creating. And we were talking about what makes a great day trip. And you mentioned off mic that something pretty amazing that you do at the end of every one of your day trips.
Yes. So we do pass out a comment card because our comments are very important to us.
Yeah.
But that comment card is also a raffle ticket. And we give away a free day trip. Every trip.
At the end of every trip, you give away a free day trip.
We do.
So not only did I just go on this amazing trip, but I could win another one.
Yes, you sure
can. That's pretty great.
We also give away golden bucks where you can, you know, during bingo or during different times, so you can use those towards a discount on your next day trip.
Well, you're really trying to create a VIP experience for this. And it's great that you're bringing this back because, boy, after the year that we've had, people are just ready to get out and get back to living life again. They're tired of being cooped up, and they're ready to go see different things and experience different things and get back to traveling. And you want to make sure that it's safe, though.
I do. You know, our top priority is the safety and comfort and enjoyment of our passengers.
Right.
And, you know, we understand all the concerns with COVID. We are following all the guidelines. We might be going a little above and beyond. We're still doing our screening questionnaire. Mm-hmm. We take temperatures before people board. We have hand sanitizer, and we do use masks when needed.
Okay. Are you requiring masks on the bus? I mean, you know.
We haven't.
Okay.
But it's up to people's comfortability.
There you go.
We've been fortunate enough that the buses haven't been too full. So I've had 8 people on a 56-passenger bus, and I've had 28.
Sure.
So, you know, the trips are growing. But the good thing is that people are being vaccinated.
Yes.
And, you know, the masks restrictions are being lifted in a lot of places now. So, you know, obviously we do want to take that very seriously. And all the places that we go to are following those guidelines as well. People want to have people back together.
Right. Tracy Geis is the owner and tour host of Golden Tours Midwest and our guest in this hour of Galesburg Live. And we're talking about some of these wonderful day trips. She's got a brand new, the Golden Tour Guide.
Golden Day Trip Guide.
Day Trip Guide. And it's getting ready to, it's not on the website yet, but this will feature all of the wonderful day trips that you've got coming up. Here in the next year, right?
Yeah, so we produce this guide semi-annually. Mm-hmm. So our next guide here is trips July through December.
Okay.
And we have 20 trips featured in our day trip guide for people to choose from. So wide variety of range, you know, from we're going to take a cruise in Iowa, in LeClaire. We're going to take a cruise on the Twilight, the Mississippi River boat. We have the Mississippi Valley wine tour that we're going to do. People love doing the wine tours. And, of course, we have tons of shopping trips.
Yeah.
We have trips in Batavia and St. Charles, Missouri. We are going to go to some different festivals this year.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones that I'm very excited about is we're going to celebrate Oktoberfest in New Glarus, Wisconsin.
Oh, my gosh. Where's that? I mean, how far up is that?
So from the Peoria area, it's about 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm not sure from here. It's probably about the same distance. Yeah. I'd have to look into that. But we were just there for a site visit, and it is so fantastic. I mean, this is America's little Switzerland, and
oh my gosh,
you will love all the decor and all the little pieces that just make this town so great. And, you know, with Oktoberfest, people will be in costume. There will be music everywhere. I've got some great surprises.
My gosh.
And, of course, a premium lunch.
Yeah, right.
Because we love to eat.
You love to eat. That's right. So these day trips, most of them will leave from Peoria. Is that correct?
That is correct. So okay. I have two pickup locations, one in Washington and one in Peoria. However, mm-hmm. we would love to have some of these trips coming out of Galesburg.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking into that and seeing what we can do. Certainly, if we're coming this direction and have an interest, we would love to do a pickup here again for other trips.
That's right. Tracy Geis is the owner and tour host of Golden Tours Midwest. And people are just really excited to get out and about and start traveling again. And this is a great way to get out and do things and not spend a whole lot of time and certainly a whole lot of money, because your trips are very, very affordable and all-inclusive, most of them, right?
Yes, all of them are all-inclusive.
Okay.
$125 per person. We figured that would be a good price for each thing. We really do give people a good value for their money.
Yeah.
Like I said, you will always have a premium lunch with us. You won't have to wait. And if there is a lunch selection, I always get it ahead of time.
Sure.
So some trips have, you know, more walking than others. Some will just be, you can go at your own pace.
Right, right. What are your favorite trips to take?
Well,
Tracy.
You know, I know we've talked about the Arthur trip. That one is just very fascinating to me because I love learning about different cultures.
Yeah.
But I also like the fun ones, too, like the wine tour and just seeing people get to relax a little bit and, you know, have those friendships come together. You know, I like to create those kinds of environments.
Tell us about that Mississippi wine tour. Will you get a little bit more detail into that?
Yeah.
When is that coming
so
up?
So that is going to be coming up July 22nd from 9 to 6:30. So we're going to go to three wineries.
Oh.
We're going to go out to Baxter Vineyards Winery, located in historic Nauvoo.
Yes.
Then we were going to be going to Lake Hill Winery, and that's where we'll have our lunch. It's next to Carthage Lake. It's just a really beautiful. And then we'll complete our visit with Big Horse Vineyard.
In Lewiston there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice place.
So, you know, we figured we've done this before, and three is a good number.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That boy, by the end of it, you get the Big Horse. It's party time.
Yeah. Then people have time to sober up a little bit.
That's right. And relax on the way home.
Relax on the way home.
That's right. Tracy Geis is the owner and tour host of Golden Tours Midwest. That Midwest wine tour sounds really, really, or Mississippi wine tour sounds great. And the other one that's coming up in July, what was that again?
Yes. So we're going to go to LeClaire, Iowa.
Yes. You're taking the riverboat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're going to take that riverboat, the Twilight, and take that cruise up north a little bit.
Oh, I've been on that. That's a really nice tour. That's a great boat, too, the Twilight.
Yeah, the driver, or the, I shouldn't say driver, the captain.
Yes.
Let me rephrase that. Sorry, captain.
Yeah.
The captain will give us a history. So, again, I love that part of it. We're going to stop at the Buffalo Bill Museum, which is pretty cute. I mean, it's all run by volunteers.
Yeah.
They have some unique items in there, and they have a desk that Abraham Lincoln built, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, I love all the rocking chairs that are all around the outside of this. And you just sit there and relax, and you're just going nice and slow along the river. And you'll see a bald eagle fly every now and then. And it's wonderful.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten at Beer Stubes?
I have not. No.
Oh.
Beer Stubes.
Yes, that is the best Reuben ever. So we'll have a great lunch there. Look at me. I'm hungry. Is it
hey,
time to eat
that's
yet?
Great. Yeah. That's wonderful. I love the, and I remember when my wife and I went on the Twilight, and we were they let you feed the seagulls as they were, the gulls as they were following the boat, and you'd throw the crackers up in the air and they'd catch them out of the air. Yeah, it was so neat.
So we just want to create unique opportunities for people just to come together, all different ages. You know, we want to see grandparents bringing their grandchildren. We want, you know, the parents or the children of those grandparents, you know, the bringing with their family, having a new experience instead of always taking them to a doctor's appointment or something like that. We want to create team building events. This is great for any company that wants to bring some of their team together and let them have a fun day together. It's also a great marketing
event.
So if you are a marketer and you want to come on one of my trips, you know, I would let you have a little talk at the top of the bus. I mean, you know, we're here to have fun. We're here to bring people together and to be a resource. So
that's wonderful, wonderful. And again, we want to talk about the safety part of it too. People are just they are ready to get out.
They are, and
just come on. It's been a long year and a half here, but we also want to be safe. And you're taking all the precautions.
We
to make
are
that
taking
happen.
All the precautions. Yeah. You know, following all the guidelines that are put out there, and you know, the safety of our customers are number one in their comfort. So, you know, we definitely want to take that into consideration.
Tracy, it's hard to believe we're going to be, we're running out of time here, but so many wonderful trips to talk about. And I wanted to pick a couple more to kind of go into detail in the time that we have remaining. The Route 66 tour sounds really wonderful.
So we are going to get our kicks on Route 66 in Pontiac, Illinois. This historic town is just amazing. It looks like a Hollywood town. And the museum complex there is one of the best I've seen. It's one building. They have the Route 66 Hall of Fame Museum there. They have the Bob Wildemer Experience. And he was just a fantastic artist that lived on Route 66. And you can hear about his story. They have his bus there. It's so fascinating.
Oh, wow.
The Livingston County War Museum is such a great resource. And they have uniforms from all over. And these veterans that work in that area know so much history. They have different information on the uniforms. And it really is. There's probably like 100 or 200 uniforms all in mannequins. It's just really awesome. You know, then we get to, they have the Titanic exhibit there as well. We're going to take a trolley ride around the town and see all the Waldog murals that are there in Pontiac.
Oh, right, Waldog, sure.
Yes. Yeah. And then we're going to go to the Pontiac Oakland Museum.
Okay.
See some old cars. And then they have a Gilding Arts Museum there, which is really fascinating. So that's where they hammered out the gold and they put the gold on different art pieces. It is just fantastic there. And then we're going to have lunch at the Edinger Filling Station, which is probably about the best home cooked meal you'll get. So
I'll be darned. Yeah. That sounds great. The Route 66 tour. Tracy Guys is the owner and tour host of Golden Tours Midwest and the Covered Bridge Tour. Of course, one of our famous landmarks here in our area is the Wolf Covered Bridge, which is just over by Knoxville. So we know all about these covered bridges, but where are you going to be taking us?
So where we're going to go for this Covered Bridge Festival is, first of all, it's Friday, October 8th from 8 to 6, and we're going to be going over to Rockville, Indiana.
Okay,
so this is the Park County Covered Bridge Festival. It showcases, you know, the county's 31 historic covered bridges. We will see four of them up close. We'll probably see more as we go around. People will have time to take pictures and just to see these bridges. We'll have time for shopping and a great lunch. So
yeah, wow. Always the great lunch in there.
We got to fit that in there. That's important.
That is huge.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. And that's, again, these are leaving. Most of these trips are leaving from Peoria or Washington. There's two pickup places, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And when you receive your boarding pass, you'll know where you are being picked up at.
Okay, great.
Yes, which location?
Yes. The website, go to goldentoursmidwest.com. And the information about these and more tours that we've been talking about will be up on their very soon with your new flyer information, right?
They sure will. They will definitely be up by June 1st.
And it's your
Golden Day Trip Guide.
Golden Day Trip Guide. It's a really nice piece there.
Thank you so much.
You'll have all of the information there and how to get signed up for it. But the one that we really wanted to talk about is that shopping trip to Galena, and they're picking up here in Galesburg. This is going to be, you've really planned a lot of special things to do.
Yes, and this is the first time that we're doing this pickup here in Galesburg.
Yes.
And again, it's going to be Saturday, June 19th. We still have plenty of seats available, so yes, you can call me at 309-369-3171 to make your reservations.
That's
I'd be
right.
happy to do so. It's going to leave around 8 o'clock here. Our bus should be coming from Peoria, and then we'll get you back here at around 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So you're heading up to Galena. It's about 2 hours up there, right?
Yep,
From Galesburg.
About 2 hours.
It's not a bad drive at all. And then while you're there, you're going to be doing a lot of shopping and have lunch at the DeSoto Hotel.
Yeah, the DeSoto House Hotel. We have a beautiful room reserved. You can overlook the whole downtown.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful meal. The food there is so fantastic. The staff is great. And we're going to get a visitor where Ulysses S. Grant is going to come visit and talk with us. He's a friend of mine. So
President Grant is a friend of yours.
Yeah, he is.
It's good to have connections like that. Well, there's really wonderful. They've got the his home is there in Galena, right?
Yes, his home is there. Lots of artifacts.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just a place that he really stayed at for a long time. And they've preserved his history there.
Yeah. Galena is an amazing town. My wife and I try to go at least once a year. And lots and lots of great shopping over there. Just about anything you want. And they've got the wineries there. And they, like you had mentioned, a great, IPAs, beer.
Yeah, they have great breweries there, too. You can get a great Bloody Mary there.
I have had a great Bloody Mary there. More than one.
Yeah.
Two. Oh, it's so great. And the lunch at the DeSoto is something to have. That is amazing there.
Yeah, it is really great. And Chris, I just want to remind everybody that this is open for all ages.
Yes.
So we've had ages 16 to 92 on our trips. So anybody's welcome to come.
Well, and some people think that it is mostly for seniors. And you do cater to a senior crowd, and that's great. But these are for anybody.
Yes. And it's so wonderful to see the different generations come together. Everybody has fun. And you'd be surprised how many people of all ages love bingo. We play bingo on our trips.
Yeah, right. It's $125 per person, all inclusive. Go to GoldenToursMidwest.com and you can get the details, get the phone number to call and make your reservation for this Saturday, June 19th. Is there a cutoff when you need to get signed up?
No, there's no cutoff.
But
the sooner the better, because I do feel like this trip will, the spaces will, we have 50 seats.
Yeah.
So it will fill up. So if you're thinking about this, don't hesitate. We have a very generous cancellation policy, and we understand that things come up. So if you cancel a week before, I will give you your money back.
Gotcha.
If you have to cancel the week of, I just give you a credit for your for another trip.
Gotcha. Tracy Geis is the owner and tour host of Golden Tours Midwest. So in our last couple minutes here, I just like to talk about the future. You've got these. What are some things that maybe you've, and I'm sure you can't talk about some of these, but what are some of your plans for, 2022 and beyond? What are your big plans coming
up? So some of our plans for 2022 is we really want to expand our business.
Yeah.
So by doing so, by creating some private trips outside of our public trips.
Oh.
So like for what that could mean for Galesburg is to have 3 or 4 set trips coming out of the Galesburg area just for Galesburg residents.
Oh, wonderful.
And so we would be able to provide that and in different locations as well. We definitely have some trips up our sleeves that I think people will really love and won't want to resist.
Yeah.
So, we're going big here.
Yeah.
I want to reach as many people as I can. I want to make a difference in people's lives, and this is the best way I feel that I'm going to do so.
Well, gosh, after the year that everybody's had, a lot of isolation, we can't do the things we normally do. We can't, have as much fun as we've had before.
Right.
This is something that, when you say you're helping people, you really are.
Yeah.
We're trying to get people back to normal here.
Well, isolation has really been a big factor in all of our lives lately.
But certainly
people don't people forget that isolation is not new for seniors.
That's right.
And so that's what I want to try to prevent, is that isolation. You know, we want those people that are independent, and, you know, we want to help get them out of that isolation and get them into socialization.
That's right. And do it on a tour. What's the biggest tour you're looking up, you're looking forward to here in the next few months? What's the one that this is the, your golden stamp of boom?
Well, I'm pretty excited about this Galena trip.
Yes, sounds like it, yeah.
But I'm also excited about this Oktoberfest in New Glarus, Wisconsin.
Oh, boy, I can't wait. So check out her website, goldentoursmidwest.com, and all of the information about these tours are going to be up there, and how you can sign up for it and make your reservation. But for the Galena trip, you can call 309-369-3171 to make your reservation.
That's correct.
Or you can even email.
Yes, at goldentoursmidwest@gmail.com.
Tracy, thank you so much for coming in and talking
with
us today.
This has been wonderful.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Well, thank you.
And we hope you come back and see us again soon, okay?
Anytime. I'm always available.